These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending March 1st, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. IBM's X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, which monitors 70 billion security events per day in more than 130 countries, indicates criminals are moving away from malware and ransomware in favor of fileless attacks. Criminals are also moving towards cryptojacking, stealing computer power to mine cryptocurrency, rather than stealing personally identifiable information, which requires more knowledge and resources to profit from. 57% of cyber attacks studied used administrative tools like PowerShell to escape detection. Targeted phishing attacks accounted for 29%, and 45% of phishing attacks used targeted business email compromises. A new cybersecurity law was passed by unanimous vote by Thailand's parliament. The law would allow the government to search and seize data and equipment in national emergencies, opening the door to internet monitoring and private data access without a court order. The law would be enforced by the National Cybersecurity Committee, which is headed by the Prime Minister, and does not include any industry or civic representation. The Asia Internet Coalition issued a statement criticizing the law for a, quote, ambiguously defined scope, vague language, and lack of safeguards. YouTube announced it will disable comments on all videos featuring minors. YouTube previously disabled comments on millions of videos in order to prevent communication between pedophiles. A small number of creators that closely moderate comments and demonstrate a low risk of predatory comments will be allowed to keep them open on videos with minors in them. YouTube also says it has improved its comment classifier that can identify and remove predatory comments on any video automatically. Amazon announced Project Zero, an effort to eliminate counterfeit products from its site. Companies can apply to be given the power to flag and remove listings of their products that they believe are counterfeit. Right now, companies have to submit a request to Amazon to have such products removed. Amazon will train employees of Project Zero companies, which must maintain a high bar of accuracy to keep their Project Zero privileges. Amazon is also letting companies submit logos, trademarks, and other info for an automated removal system. And for a service cost of 1 to 5 cents per unit, Amazon will scan products as they leave the Amazon warehouse to look for a special serial code. A Russian court convicted Ruslan Stoyanov, an executive at Kaspersky Labs, of treason and sentenced him to 14 years in prison. He was convicted alongside a Russian intelligence official. The men were arrested in 2016 in connection with a case about aiding the United States FBI in that year. Details of the court case have been classified. HTC added 20 new decentralized apps for its blockchain smartphone, the Exodus One. This includes a numbers app that lets users exchange personal information for cryptocurrency, giving users control over what is shared while providing some transparency in how the data is used. HTC also partnered with Opera to allow for Ethereum micropayments on supporting websites, with support for Bitcoin and Litecoin coming in a few months. HTC will also now sell the Exodus One for fiat currency. You can get it for $699 starting in March. Previously, you could only buy it with cryptocurrency. Researchers at security firm Eclipsium are publishing a paper describing how 5-year-old vulnerabilities in baseboard management controllers, or BMCs, can compromise IBM's bare metal cloud computing service. The BMC vulnerability can allow a customer to leave a backdoor on a cloud machine that will remain even after that server is wiped clean. IBM will now reflash factory firmware on all BMCs before reprovisioning, although some experts say there are ways to subvert reflashing. Google Play Services has added support for the Open FIDO 2 standard. Users with Android 7.0 and later devices will be able to log into apps and websites securely using biometric data like fingerprints or pins or swipe patterns on devices without biometric support. All authentication is handled locally on the device, meaning apps and services would not have access to that biometric information. Developers will have to integrate the FIDO API in order to support the feature. A paper called Privacy Attacks to the 4G and 5G Cellular Paging Protocols Using Side-Channel Information will be presented by researchers from the University of Iowa at the Network and Distributed Security Symposium in San Diego. It details two attacks, one called Torpedo, that lets attackers subvert the paging protocol, then lets a device know a call or a text is coming. Torpedo can reveal location information without the user's awareness. Another attack, called Piercer, relies on Torpedo and can be used to determine Canada Devices International Mobile Subscriber Identity, or IMSI, which can allow for Stingray-like tracking in real time. All four major U.S. operators are affected by Torpedo, and one carrier is vulnerable to Piercer. The flaws have been reported to the GSMA Cell Phone Industry Group, and proof of concept code will not be released at this time. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.